up Labor Day weekend. I'm not trying to push the summer by, but start thinking about that. Guest of the day, part two at 8:21. Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored and glad to have one of my favorite pizza people here in person. Could you kindly remind everybody who you are, where you work, and what you're up to?
My name is Josie Harmon. I am here representing the pizza place from Delhi, Iowa.
Have you been staying busy?
Oh, yeah. We've been super, super busy. One of our busiest days was a couple Sundays ago, actually.
Josie, how many, like, on average pizzas do you guys think you do a day? Just give me, like, a ballpark.
I would say anywhere between 60 and 120 pizzas a night.
Wow. How long does it... Okay, let's do some math. How long does it take to make, bake, put it in the box and send it out the door for one pizza?
For one pizza, depending on how busy it is, usually our average time is about 35 minutes. But okay. Once it gets busier, we only have one rolling machine.
Mm-hmm.
So our times do get up there. Sometimes they get to be about an hour and 15 minutes.
But that you get what you pay for. Good food takes time.
Exactly. So. And it's all homemade. So.
And I was just telling Josie, so that's what we're having for supper tomorrow night. I'm going to swing by, get me a Canadian bacon and sauerkraut pizza. And I could add to my menu the new one you're about to unveil this morning, too.
Yes. Yes, our new pizza of the month is going to be red, white, and blue-bicue. So it's going to be a barbecue chicken pizza with spicy pickles and a sparkly surprise.
What's? Oh, can you tell me the sparkly surprise? You can't tell me.
A little bit of edible glitter on top.
What?
Yes.
Is that legal? Can you do that in this state?
Yes, we can.
Did you have to get a special waiver from the governor to do that? Let's talk about this pizza of the month promotion and campaign has been going on for a few months now. For those familiar or not familiar with it, Josie, kind of remind everybody how this works and what it's done so far.
So basically each month we pick a nonprofit and we donate a couple dollars from each pizza of the month that people purchase. We have done like EMS services. We have a bunch of different options in here for local charities that we want to donate to. And we pick a different one each month to do so.
And she has the little bucket right here, and you've got all the, oh my, there's a lot in there.
There
too.
Is.
Who was, remind me of last month for June, who were we benefiting and how'd it go?
I'm not quite sure who June was. It may have been Delaware Fire and EMS.
I think you are right.
Yes, and I'm not quite sure how it went yet. The end of the month is still coming up, so
that's we'll right. We got today soon. Yet, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I'm trying to push summer through for some reason. You'll have to email us though and let us know so we can let everybody know next week. But
sounds good.
So red, white, and blue or blue-bicue.
Yep.
So barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken, super good.
Where do you find spicy pickles?
Spicy pickles? I'm not sure. My dad did some research and he found some.
That's
different
dad's department.
Yep,
that's
that is
his
dad's
problem.
Department.
How much like research goes into this? You're like, all right, we got five ideas. You make them all, and then you're like, all right, that one's not going to work. Run me through that process.
So basically, when we have free time or on our off days, my dad or my family will just come in. We'll try different ideas and see what throws together good and what tastes the best. We actually tried this pizza on Tuesday with our whole entire employee group, and we tried it with red onions, but then we decided, ooh, maybe spicy pickles would be better. Mm-hmm. So last night, my parents tried that, and they said it tasted phenomenal.
Now, with free time, you said, if you're banging out 100-some pizzas, what your free time's like 3 in the morning. You eating pizza at like 3 in the morning then, or what are you doing?
Well, sometimes our free time's in the afternoon between the lunch rush and the dinner rush. Sometimes it's in the morning. It just depends on whenever we all get a second to spare.
So starting tomorrow, I can call down to the pizza place there in Delhi, and I can say, all right, Josie, I need a large Canadian bacon sauerkraut, and I need a large pizza of the month. And I can get that, and I can bring it home to Fayette. That's what I can do.
Yes, you can.
And then when I do that, who will I be benefiting?
You will be benefiting.
Da-da-da-da. We really need to get like a drum set in here or something.
Delaware County Canine Unit.
Yay! There we go. Everybody loves puppies and kitties and all that. You know, there's never like a kitten unit. There's always canines. Why is it never like a police kitten unit? They're trained killers, Josie. Why don't we let them fight crime?
I'm not quite sure if a criminal would be scared of a kitten.
Remind everybody your guys' hours when we come down and see you here the next few days and over the holiday weekend, too.
Okay, so we are open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday from 4 to 9 p.m. Friday, we have a lunch special from 11:30 to 4, and then we open our regular hours 4 to 9. Saturday, we are open 12 to 9:30, and Sunday, we are open with breakfast at 9:30 a.m. until 9 p.m. Now, this Monday, we will be opening up, I believe, at noon, 11:30 or noon. You'll have to check the Facebook to double check, but okay. We will be open this 4th of July early.
And again, if somebody wants to order two pizzas to take home to Fayette, let's say they want to be there around 6:30, how early do they have to order?
give us a call about 45 minutes to an hour early, and we'll get it ready for you.
You're going
to
hear this voice on the other end of the phone tomorrow afternoon. You do realize that, right?
Sounds
Prepare
great.
Prepare the staff accordingly.
I will.
Website for you guys and the Facebook page, too, please.
Our Facebook page is actually The Pizza Place. That's the only website we have right now. And then you can reach out to us there, or you can give us a call at 922-2328.
And right there in the heart of downtown Delhi, for the most part.
Yep.
So just drive with your eyes closed and follow the smell. You'll find it. So benefiting the Delaware County Canine Unit. So go in, and then you'll have to let us know. Eric, it's spicy barbecue. It's red, white, and blue-bacue this month.
With
pickles.
With
chicken and
sparkly
pickles.
Sparkly glitter.
Yeah, with glitter. I didn't even know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. It's the same kind of stuff that they would use for cakes and things like that. It's an edible thing. You can eat gold, too. You could put red, gold, and blue. Just get some gold flake because, you know, that's in your budget, right?
But this is America, Eric. It's red, white, and blue, not red, gold, and blue. You communist. Josie, thanks for being a good sport. I look forward to having supper tomorrow night. Come down there and bring that back to the farm on Friday night for Mom and Dad. I'll tell Mom I'm going to do the cooking. And by I'm doing the cooking, I'm going to let them do the cooking. So we're going to put a picture of the pizza of the month on our website, kmch.com. And Josie's going to let us know, too, about how the June sales went and benefiting Delaware County EMS. Thanks for coming in. Have a good and safe 4th, all right?
Yes, thank you for having me.
And I'll hopefully talk to you or Dad or somebody tomorrow down there, tomorrow afternoon.
Yep,
so.
One of us will be there.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. Go see him this holiday weekend and benefit the canines here in Delaware County. Stick around. We do a little weather and we'll see what's on Eric's mind when you stay where you are, and that's dialed into Mix 94.7 KMCH.